And we are live again.
You know, I'm really proud of us for all through this pandemic, not missing a single week.
Yeah, that's... Oh, my levels are crazy. Sorry. Yeah. No, we're a little rusty. But yeah, we stuck right to it, just like we said we would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you remembered to publish all the episodes, right?
Oh, yeah, of course, man. No, but seriously, we owe the listeners an explanation because clearly they've been asking what happened.
Nobody emailed me. Nobody called the hotline.
No calls to the hotline. Well, to be fair, people had other things on their mind, I'm sure.
I actually haven't checked in a while. Maybe we do have some. Sometimes it'd be funny if it had been blowing up this whole time.
Yeah, imagine we were like the first place so many people thought to ask all their questions, COVID related. No, but okay. Well, I mean, you, since the last episode, have produced an offspring. Is that correct?
Yes, one single male offspring.
Okay. So there was that. And then, I mean, but the real reason that we stopped putting episodes out is because we wanted to be LastCast, hashtag LastCast. And we realized quickly that it seems like everyone had that idea. And podcasts not only didn't drop off, but exploded in popularity because now every Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston has their own stupid podcast.
Yeah, I actually have a question about that for us. Today, do you want to start,
dude? Yeah. I have so many goddamn questions. We're not even gonna get to yours.
Are you seem mad about it?
I am pent the fuck up, bro. Brew.
Oh yeah, we say brew now because we've been watching Below Deck.
Yes, and I am half South African and half Kiwi. That's New Zealander. In my heart.
We've also been playing VR, and you've taken to using a Kiwi accent online for some reason we still don't fully understand.
I have, and I had regrets, and those regrets have since vanished.
Wasn't your regret that you couldn't, you've made friends with it, and you can no longer not talk like that?
Yeah, basically. I thought I'd gone in too deep, and I was over my head. But, you know, I stuck with it, and now I'm treading water as a real Kiwi.
Okay. So do you want to use it for the rest of the show, or what?
I think it would be too much for our audience to just jump into it. Rather, I should slowly transition. Mate.
I actually have a set of questions. So what happened when COVID went down? Is all these podcasts that I already listened to, they ran out of content because they weren't like interviewing people in person. So a lot of them fell back to asking each other hypotheticals. Basically, they went back to the most basic podcast premise, which is ours.
Those motherfuckers.
So I have a few questions from other people's podcasts that we can quickly answer.
Is the question, did we patent our show format? Because shit.
Remember when you realized that Family Guy parodied our show before we started?
Yeah. No, it's there's nothing patentable or original about our show format.
All right. So, yeah. So Jake and Amir, this is the first one. They ran out of content. They did a Would You Rather episode, and one of their questions was, would you rather eat a pickle peanut butter sandwich or a banana mayo sandwich?
I do pickle peanut butter because mayo is so selective about what you can put it on, in my opinion. Like, we our camping debate about hot dogs with mayo on them.
Yeah.
Disgust me.
Kenny's so in. Well, I mean, we covered that on the show, right? We did.
Yeah.
Because of him and his disgusting habits. Yes. I would also go with peanut butter pickle for the same reason. Mayo mixed with banana. Oh, that's awful. That's really bad.
I mean, I feel like peanut butter and pickle are further away on the taste spectrum than banana and mayo, but still, because it's mayo, no.
Yeah. I feel like they might complement each other in a weird way.
Peanut butter and pickle. But I'm not even willing to take that chance.
All right.
It's so ungodly that, like, it's one of those things that just, even though it feels good, it is wrong.
Okay, so next one, Justin Long. Life is Short with Justin Long. Also ran out of content. Started doing Would You Rathers. Would you rather skip all the time? Or... or... have to wear one of those propeller beanies all the time?
Oh, okay. Well, obviously wear the propeller beanie. How is that even, like, no one can skip all the time. You die the first day.
Isn't it super efficient to skip? Wouldn't it be kind of awesome? You'd get everywhere so fast.
Oh, you mean like not skipping rope, just like when you...
Yeah, like skipping as locomotion.
Okay. No, I would totally skip all the time. I skip by choice still as an adult sometimes because it is so efficient.
Yeah. The question here
people
is
don't
like,
realize that.
Are you embarrassed to skip places? I think.
Oh, 1,000%. Like, I can't. Like, if. But I'll tell you this, if I was the last man on Earth, I'd be skipping everywhere.
Think about, like, where, if you chose skipping all the time, think about the awkward situations you'd find yourself in, though. Like, you have to go to a funeral.
Oh, you'd be an asshole all the time to people.
Not to mention you couldn't go on foot to other places with people because you'd be so much faster than them.
Oh, yeah. That's part of being an asshole. And then you'd have awkward encounters and have to skip away from them. You'd have to tell your family that your dad just died and then
skip away. All right. Okay.
But I'd still take that because it's fitness. It actually serves a purpose. The beanie is just, I mean, it's not
intrusive. I might take the beanie. I might take the beanie because you could, like, I feel like it's easier to get away with. Although same situations is any somber situation, you can't have that thing on.
Yeah, true. But it, like, at least you could like stop it from spinning.
So you're about to tell your sad story and you just reach up, stop it.
Exactly. Just out of courtesy.
Listen, I'm gonna stop this beanie because we have something to talk about.
Yeah. Or like that's the equivalent of like taking off your hat for a serious situation.
Right.
But you can't take it off, so at least you stop the problem.
Okay. All right. Last one. Armchair expert with Dax Shepard.
Oh yeah, you mean drugs Shepard?
Well, that was so weak.
I had no time to prep that. I will do so much better. Not this episode. Yeah,
Dax Shepard relapsed. That's the joke there. He's doing fine, so it's funny. Okay, this is they also ran out of content and they did a would you rather. Here's theirs. Would you rather have to watch only fictional movies or only documentaries?
I think I would do documentaries because in 2020 documentaries are fictional.
That's a great answer. Loophole. I feel like a dick saying it, like you feel snooty, but I would do docs as well.
Yeah, no, I honestly enjoy documentaries a lot. And
same.
I've definitely watched at least 3 Bigfoot documentaries this month. So there's no lack of fictional content in the documentary realm.
Yeah, true. I actually missed one here. It's another of Justin Long's. You can only have one for the rest of your life. Meatloaf or Meatloaf?
I'd take Meatloaf.
No, singer or food? Singer or food?
I'd be like, surprise me. Give me whatever one you thought I meant. And I'll be happy. They're both so good.
I would do singer for sure. I don't even like Meatloaf the food that much.
You really?
Although,
man, you've just never had a good Meatloaf then.
Yeah, I was going to say that might be it. Will you make me a good Meatloaf and try to convince me?
I've never, I don't know. That's a weird thing to ask a guy.
Okay, let's start on your real questions. One sec, let me eat this hot dog.
Oh man, my real questions. You're not even ready. Like, where do you start? Okay, first of all, Hustlers, the movie. Jennifer Lopez?
Haven't seen it.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, that's actually better, because now I can save you the time.
Is that your... What's your question?
That's it. Did you enjoy it?
You've had almost 5 months to come up with questions, and the first one is Hustlers the movie? That's the whole question.
Okay. Like I said, I don't know where to start, and this list goes back so long and is so, like, the context is so lost. But I'm just starting, okay? Hustlers. This movie sucked, okay? I got so upset about this movie, and then so upset Naomi got so upset at me for being upset. I'll tell you why. Okay.
Did she enjoy it?
I don't know. I think she thought it was okay. She probably fell asleep. She always does. So, okay. Do you know the basic premise? Jennifer Lopez is a stripper.
Yeah, that's all I know.
Okay. Not only is she a stripper, she's like the head, like the top stripper.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
The top stripper of what?
I don't know. I've been to like 2 strip clubs in my life. I didn't know this was a thing, but she's like the headliner.
Okay.
Okay. Now here's the issue I have. This is all in the start of the movie, like, it's established that she is like the top stripper, and this movie is not PG. I don't know what it's rated, but it's got tits. Okay. You're in the strip bar at the start, and there's tits all around, naked boobs in every direction. Okay.
Okay.
Now, Jennifer Lopez, she's the headliner, the top stripper. And we're watching a couple performances before Jennifer Lopez, and they're getting topless, right?
Right.
And we're seeing everything. We're seeing it. We're seeing the whole act. We're seeing boobies come out. Now Jennifer Lopez, she takes the stage, does a routine. Everybody's here to see her. This is the end. Oh, the tits don't come out? Oh. Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait.
I thought we were at a strip bar. Okay. I'm sorry, I need a minute.
I love that that's what all this is leading up to. You're just mad that she didn't show her boobs.
Okay, I'm not mad that I didn't get to see Jennifer Lopez's boobs. Well, I am a little bit.
It really seems like you are.
I am a little bit. I'm not going to lie, but that's not my issue here. My issue is that I can no longer suspend any disbelief about this movie because now you've put me in this world where the headliner doesn't take her top off.
You said you've only ever been to two strip clubs. How do you know that that's not how it works?
Am I crazy here? Can the fans write in and tell me what's going on?
Yeah, because... man, at strip clubs, the last act never takes their clothes off.
Imagine is this a known thing? Asshole?
It's like a come down. It's like so everybody relaxes.
Oh, okay. That actually makes a lot of sense. Like, you don't want to leave rocked up completely, fully torqued. You gotta bring it down. You want the prettiest girl, but you actually want to see her clothed. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, there you go. Problem solved. Next question.
Oh, so many. Okay. Who do you think is hotter with a mask?
Most people.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Almost everyone.
Okay. That's a good perspective, actually. This question came because I was thinking, like, for some really attractive women, they must have experienced, like, you know, a downtick in their social interactions because of having to have their face covered all the time.
Right.
So there must be a downside for some level of attractive people, but for a different segment, it's probably like a boost.
There is something to be said about that. Does it say something about me that I said everyone's more attractive with a mask on? Like, does that mean I'm in the ugly group?
Are you disgusted by teeth and lips?
My own, yes.
You have a reverse tooth fetish?
Ew.
I mean...
What's a reverse tooth fetish?
You just...
Is it a gum fetish?
Yeah, you're just attracted to toothless people.
Or the backs of teeth.
Ugh.
Well, I have a question. Ugh. When you get veneers, does it just do the front? Like, is the back disgusting?
I don't know. That's a good question, actually. I don't even know how veneers work. Like, are they just gluing, like, porcelain pieces of toilet to your teeth, or what?
I believe they shave your teeth down, yeah, and then cap it with a fake tooth.
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, I would assume they only do the front so that you can have as much of your original tooth. Is it? I don't know. I'm not.
Why do you want it?
I just figured it'd be stronger than this stupid little toilet they're sticking on, but I guess that's pretty tough material.
I don't know. I'm not a dentist.
Well, we should be.
All right, let's do one more. Give me a really good question.
Okay. So, do you know how, like, babies are born with, like, blue eyes and one color hair, and then they just kind of get to... you get to a certain age and it just changes.
Yeah, the cutoff is 6 months. If your baby's eyes, whatever your baby's eyes are at 6 months, that's what they're probably going to be.
Yeah. So do you think it would be helpful? I mean, this is kind of what's happening, but I wish we had more control. Like, wouldn't it be sweet if, like, your baby came out one way and after 6 months you were just like, you just got to, like, either just, like, randomize features again, like a character confirm, you know, when you set up a new game and you set up your character, yeah. And then you're like, you play the tutorial and they're like, okay, you can stick with this character or you can pick a new, you can redo your character from here. So, okay. So if you had the option at like 6 months to just randomize your baby's looks, do you think you'd do it?
Okay, so I think, well, we got lucky. Our baby's pretty cute. But if we had an ugly baby, this would be a harder decision. The problem, though, is that almost all the time when you hit randomize, it's not It's not, no. It doesn't take you to a happy place.
No, no. I mean, our game technology is not at the point of coming up with aesthetically pleasing features on its own yet.
I think you would have to be, like, there's a threshold, and I don't know where it is, but there's a ugliness threshold where randomizing has a better chance of helping
yeah.
the child out.
Yeah.
So I would say if your baby's like a 4 out of 10 or less, then you should hit that button.
You should, yeah. How many do you think would, though?
Well, that's the other thing is, like, you get blinders, right? Like, you might not know unless you have a really honest friend. Wait, are you trying to tell me something?
This is awkward.
No, yeah, I don't know.
Your baby's, like, I don't think I would re-randomize your baby, to be honest. Okay. I think you lucked out.
Yeah, we've talked about this and how if we have a second one, it probably will be ugly because, like, we got pretty lucky.
But we were also saying baby attractiveness is can be such a red herring sometimes because,
like, bad indicator of adulthood. Yeah.
Like, look at like Haley Joel Osment or someone who's just like stays looking like a baby forever. Like, that's not good. But also it can go the total other way. Like, think of, like, I don't know, there was probably so many ugly babies that turned into handsome, well, men especially. I think for women it's easier to tell if you're a normal looking baby, because men can be looks so fucked up looking and still be handsome somehow.
Yeah we're lucky in that way. You asked me though if I thought that people would hit it in general, and I think of the population that should hit it, that are like 4 out of 10s or worse, I think probably like half of them would.
Yeah, I agree. Not all of them would, for sure. But I think that number might be compensated for by the people who are above that threshold and still went re-randomized. Like, super...
You mean super, the gamblers?
Yeah, the super gambling, but also like... vanity obsessed parents and the child pageant moms would be like re-rolling on 8s.